Has peace finally come to the Sudan in Africa?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
The world rejoiced when Southern Sudan voted to form its own government. Since the Darfur conflict started in 2003, more than 400,000 people lost their lives. More than 3 million have fled from their homes. Some reports say that despite the breakaway and founding of a new nation in 2011, violence continues in the region. One report says, away from the cameras, thousands of Sudanese citizens in the north continue to be hunted like animals by their own government. Many still suffer despite the so-called peace accord. The situation brings to mind Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2. When the godly are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked are in power, they groan. Also, Proverbs 31:8 says, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Yes, speak up for the poor and helpless and see that they get justice. God's people cannot always dictate how people at large think and act, especially in such a faraway place like Sudan. But there should be no misunderstanding about God's stance in regards to justice and righteousness. God calls his people to stand on the side of justice, to oppose those who mistreat orphans, widows, the physically challenged, and the poor. God counts on us, his people, to defend the rights of the least of these. If nothing more, we can pray for peace and justice.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com